if you are out there spreading that stuff, congratulations. Happy Valentine's Day. You are a fucking idiot. Sarah, I got your other email. I got your address. The production notes and it's signed is on its way.
Look at me doing a dance. It's me, Ronnie Rucker, doing a dance with my mask on.
Okay, should just play some music. Fucking ass, dude, you keep doing that. You're supposed to tell me when you're like you're on. Like do one of these things. I'm supposed to push a fucking button. Ah, oh, wrong button. Greetings. Welcome to the show, where little things happen. Very, very, very little things happen. My name's Ronnie Rucker, and I'll be your conduit of fun. An electric spark of happiness made possible by Valium, beer, and antidepressants. It's me, depressed. You're beneath everything, motherfucker, so settle down, because this shit's about to take the fuck off. Hey, Mark, remind me to get one of those, like, spaceship fucking sound effects, like the spaceship's taking off, maybe like the Millennium Falcon or some shit like that, because right here would be the perfect one for that, like, whatever, fuck you, the timer started. Okay, hey, welcome to the show. We got a lot to get to, so let's just get right the fuck to it. Oh, today I'm going to talk about karaoke and how fucking you can easily ruin someone's night by doing that shit. I'd also like to talk about some of the things that I like. Gonna update you guys on our cult status. It's on the rise. It's on the always on the rise. Our trajectory, if that is even the fucking right way of pronouncing that word, is upward. Last week we talked about the show being referred to edgy. Today we're going to be talking about it being referred to as something else and more of whatever comes to fucking mind. I'm sure because I'm sitting on the floor. I fucking need a chair for Christ's sakes. Mark, put that on our agenda. We need donations. Hit the streets. Get us some fucking cash for some fucking chairs. Anyways, we've got interviews galore lined up for you. I would name them all, but I can't because this page would be fucking filled with words. But next week we do have Beekeeper. We have No Monster Club coming up after that. This band out of Chicago that's really awesome called Twin Peaks coming up. A couple porn stars. A whole bunch. I've talked to a lot of people in the past few weeks and got more fucking lined up. We've been really busy here. Anyways, that's to come. What do we have tonight? We have Miami rock star fucking Zelik, bassist, vocalist from a band called Black Jacket on. Really stoked to share that with you. Guy's kind of funny. He really was. This is pretty funny. Yeah, I can't wait to show it to you. But before we do get to show you that kind of shit, we've got to go over fucking the rules to the drinking game. I will be drinking throughout the show, and I will be attempting to not fuck shit up. That's sort of my goal. Sort of fuck shit up already, but it's kind of fucking... You know, this green tinge that is allowing my third chin to be see-through is odd. I have a green tinge about me, apparently. Just in this area, so if you're watching on TV... I apologize for fucking anybody that's going to go into an epileptic shock, fucking seizure, whatever that's called, fucking because of it. I apologize in advance. Don't write letters. Write letters beneath everything, radio@gmail.com. No, but seriously, the drinking game, seriously, the drink. I'm going to drink. I'm going to try not to fuck up. I can't promise you I won't. Anyways, if at any point I or a guest or anything you hear sounds like something that you deem profane, you drink. If at any time you choose to just drink, you can, because please, I think rules are for fucking idiots, and rules are meant to be broken, so please break them at any moment. I will not be offended. And, of course, if at any point in the show you hear a certain track, and this track, I'm missing it, goes right back to the karaoke. Went to karaoke, and we'll talk about that more later. A lot of fucking shit happened, but I was told that someone didn't like a particular song Therefore, today's drinking song is Gordon Lightfoot's Smash Hit Sundown. This one's for you, Cosmo. Sucks, yeah. There's lyrics. I think there's lyrics. Mark, there's lyrics, right? Anyways, we're running out of fucking time. If you head over to our blog, beneatheverything.com, every day, you would know that we post some shit for you guys to look at. When someone comes along and hooks us up with a track that we really like, I post it in something that's called What Would Ronnie Rucker Do? This happened this past week. The Neo Kalashnikovs hit us up, hooked us up with a video for you guys to check out. Real awesome band. The track's called Diamonds. The album is called She's on Heat. You can find it on Bandcamp. If you head over to our blog, links and all that kind of shit will be available. Catch you on the other side of this. Thanks for tuning in. You're Beneath Everything, and I'm still a motherfucking Ronnie Rucker. You're tuned in to Beneath Everything, the show that's better than big, fat, hairy space balls. Beneath Everything, that's where you're at. I'm Ronnie Rucker. Head over to beneatheverything.com and you'll find links to get that track and any other track we play into your life. Well, at least get you on a journey to get it into your life. What is my factitious? What was the Neo Kalashnikovs, by the way? Album is great. Last week I talked about the show being referred to as edgy. I got a message from a listener, apparently, that begs to differ. They apparently believe that, one, the show, they love it, right? Anyways, they say, edgy doesn't really describe your show. How about better than Big Fat Hairy Spaceballs? So there you have it. We are now better than Big Fat Hairy Spaceballs. Are you listening, people, on fucking Stitcher? Yeah? Are you listening, people, on Ripped Radio Network? You are now listening to the show that is better than Big Fat Sweaty Smelly whatever Spaceballs. Wow, fucking, we have now arrived. Anyways, we've got a lot of music to play, but before we get into that, I'd like to take this opportunity to publicly say sorry to the girl that I spilt a whole container of olives, including all of the fucking juice, on her shoes. I swear it was an accident. I mean, I don't think you're very fucking cool, but I did it on complete accident. I didn't do that to be fucked up to you. Yeah. God, I just said you weren't cool. I want to so fucking hear this. Fuck me. Oh, man. Let's get into fucking music. A viewer that watches us on TV hit us up with a request. They wanted to hear some Los Lonely Boys, their track More to Love. You Are Beneath Everything. We've got the Black Jacket fucking interview coming up. Low Definition Moment, the inbox where we answer questions by you, more music, more of the interview, movie review, and fucking more. You know what? Fuck, just fucking play more of this.
I can see her lying back in her satin dress in a room where you do what you don't confess.
Let's get into it. This is Los Lonely Boys, You're Beneath Everything. Enjoy.
When I kiss your lips, I can explain what I feel in my heart for you. I don't know what I do, baby, if I lost you. 'Cause I've been without you. I know it's gone.
everybody. Got another interview for you. You guys want them, so I bring them to you. Thanks for tuning in. This week we have a Zelic singer, bass player, I believe, from the
bass
band,
player
from yep. the band Black Jacket out of Miami, Florida.
Black Jacket out of Miami, Florida. Yep.
How are you doing? Thanks for being on the show. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm good, man. Okay, no, that sound kind of sucks, dude.
Yeah,
sorry.
It's Skype. That's how we're used to it here on the show. Let's just get right into it. I got a whole lot I want to talk to you about, but the first thing I want to do, everybody knows I don't do research on bands. I do Google the band because I need to post shit online on our blog and shit. The name of your band is Black Jacket. There's a bunch of bands out there sort of with Black Jacket involved in it. How did you come about your name, and does it factor in, or is it a bad trip for you, or do you give a fuck that it's hard to Google you?
You know, we're a brand new band, so the fact that it's not easy to Google us at this point in time doesn't really bother me. And me personally, in all the bands I've ever been in, I suck at coming up with band names. My singer and my guitar player actually came up with the band name, and we liked the way it sounded, and we checked on Google to see if there was any original bands doing anything, you know, called Black Jacket, and we didn't find anything, not in the U.S. anyway, so we're like, fuck it, let's use it. Sounds good. Our drummer came up with a cool logo, and, you know, it works.
Let's talk about you. The rest of the band weren't able to make it today. That's cool. Let's talk about you first, then. What type of influences on you get you to Black Jacket? Now, Black Jacket, I've listened to some tracks. Is it safe to say that it's hard rock? I'm not good at
this.
What would you consider it?
I would classify it as hard rock in a, you know, in a broad sense. There's some, you know, classical retro elements to it. There's some modern rock, influence in it. It's definitely not metal. I guess hard rock would be the way to go. And, you know, I've been in so many different musical projects in my life, and this just kind of feels right now. You know, this is the kind of music we feel like making. And, you know, ultimately in a band, it's like, you know, the music business is a business, and we all know that. But, you know, first and foremost, you got to make music you like and you enjoy playing, or else what's the fucking point?
You mentioned you are not heavy metal. Do people think that you are? Do they go to heavy metal? I have to admit, when me and the intern Mark were listening to your EP, there was a point where we thought we heard, you know, we're bantering about, and one of the terms that came up, band names, was Metallica. There was a track, one of the tracks, I think it's one of the later tracks, that sounded very, you know, the softer side of Metallica. And we asked ourselves, is this heavy metal? Because heavy metal is kind of something that's hard to pinpoint nowadays. What is heavy metal? I know what's out there. I know what's out there. But is it lame to be considered that? I mean, I don't
think so. I mean, you know, I come from a time, and I grew up in a time where, you know, heavy metal was very specific. There was a very specific genre of what heavy metal was, and it did encompass a broad variety of metal. And I guess we do have elements of that heavy metal, but I think kids nowadays, and I think people nowadays, classify heavy metal in so many different ways. I don't know. It's so tough to say. I guess we have metal influences, and there's metal. We're definitely part metal, but I think hard rock as a broad, really broad genre, I think better classifies us. I hate classifications of music,
it's
period.
I really...
We're rock, you know, we're a fucking rock band. You know, take it or leave it. There's different kinds of rock. If you don't like us, fuck off and move on. It's all good.
Is there a band out there that you would say is heavy metal? Because Metallica might not be metal anymore.
I don't know, man. I mean, that's a good question. Shadows Fall kind of harkens back to some of the old thrash stuff, and you know, Killswitch Engage. You know, those are bands that that I'm friends with, that I've toured with in the past. But I guess that would be, Shadows Fall really got that sound to me of that old thrash days. But I don't know, man. It's tough. I really don't find myself listening to a lot of new music, other than like, now that I'm in an indie band again, or an independent, you know, unsigned band again, that I'm starting to really listen to unsigned bands and really get into that, especially with the social media world. But as far as some of the popular music these days, I'm not really, I'm not digging a whole lot of it right now. So it's tough for me to answer that question. What's up, y'all? This is Zelik with Black Jacket, and you're watching Beneath Everything with Ronnie Rucker. Get your fucking rock on. Get your fucking rock on. I swear, all day yesterday I fucking was saying that shit, and so many people fucking mad at me. Like, Ronnie, shut up. Stop with that shit already. Get your fucking rock on. This is a part of the show where we answer questions by you.
If you got a question, you can hit us up on Twitter at Beneath Radio, or you can email us at beneathradio@gmail. Twitter us. Hit us up on... No, rewind that shit. Mark, edit. Edit point. Edit point. Edit point is the word of the day. Hit us up on Twitter, and you can do that by following us at Beneath Radio. If you'd like to send us your question via email, you can do so by sending that email to beneatheverythingradio@gmail.com. Let's get into it. This week, I got a bunch of fucking Twitter ones. So let's just get right into this, because time is ticking. We've got about 30 minutes left to go in the show and about 40 minutes left of stuff. Sassarella from New York City. How do you like your eggs? Well, New York City, Sassarella. I like my eggs poached. I know it's quite bourgeois, but I do like the finer things in life. I like them poached or soft boiled. If I have to eat them another way, I want them to be over easy. Okay? That's how I like my eggs. Second question from Brian in Texas. What do you think about American politics? Well, I am in America, so I think about it a lot. Actually, it's a joke. I don't really think about it anymore. I used to be like fucking super like into like what's going around me. But now at this point, I'm at the age where it's like, why the fuck would I give a fuck? Why would I care? Seriously, why would I care? I'm just old. Really old. Josh Hutto, I hope I'm saying that right, from South Carolina. Who was sexy this morning? I mean, you're referring to a tweet that I put out saying that you're fucking hot. I cannot tell you the answer to that, but I can assure you that that person knows that I was talking about them. Thanks for your question. And lastly, from Richard0505, what are you listening to? Now, I'm assuming you are referring to what music I like right now. Right now I'm listening to the Orwells over and over again. They got this album called Remember When out right now. It's fucking amazing. If you want to be at the forefront of what rock and roll will sound like in the next few years, you are going to want to get that album. You are going to want to get on their tip. You might want to even send them fucking some money by buying something. I don't know what you do. But the Orwells, thank you very much for that question. Click a button. That's right. BeneathEverythingRadio@gmail.com is where you're going to want to send your questions to if you want to ask anyone, or on Twitter at BeneathRadio. It's pretty easy, I'll tell you. I hope that helped with your questions. What's next? We do have tracks from the album of the day, something that we do on the blog, but before we get into that, I do want to say that we spoke to this band, Black Jacket, more of the interview coming up, and at the time, they did not have a video, which, you know, really puts a damper on the TV experience when I have to play a track that doesn't have one, and I made mention to that, and, you know, they listened to the show, apparently, and they picked up on that, and they sent me an email and said, you know, I'm sorry we don't have a video. Should we postpone when you put us out? I told them no, because I fucking want to put it out already, and told them to let us know when that video is available. So check this out. They are working on a video, and they did assure me that the moment that it comes out, they're going to let me know. And at that time, I will tweet it, and I will post it on our blog. That's beneatheverything.com if you haven't figured that shit out yet. And it'll be available for you. So, for the record, the band Black Jacket are making a video. Therefore, they are okay with me. If you don't have a video, you're still okay with me. I think I called bands without videos douchebag bands at some point, and that fucking was uncalled for. And I apologize if you don't have a video. No, seriously. Make a video, for Christ's sake. It makes the TV experience way more better, that's for sure. Every day on our blog, not except Sunday, because I like to tell everybody to fuck off on Sunday. Go to the blog. I do it. Fuck you, Sunday. If you're listening to this on Sunday right now, fuck you. We post what we call an album of the day, an album that I listen to. I banter about some bullshit, and then I tell you that I like the album. If I don't like it, I have, like, Cosmo or somebody else write it, because I let them shit on people. Anyways, we like to play a couple tracks from those albums. This week we have a track from Oh Mercy off their latest album and a General Fiasco off theirs. We've got more of the interview with Black Jacket, we've got Political Discourse and the movie review coming right up. You Are Beneath Everything. Thanks for tuning in. Yeah, enjoy.
I got no plans of my own, baby. I live to serve. When I hear that beating sound, you know I live to serve. This is the blacksmith furnace cools and the real men groan. I'm every woman's man. I hear the drums of love. I hear the drums of love. I see the dark clouds overhead. I hear the drums of love. The beating make me wish I was dead.
Discourse, political discord, political discourse, 2012.
I would recommend to my friend Paul here, tonight when everybody leaves, lock the door. You don't have to come back tomorrow. This convention is done. This will be the moment that probably re-elected Barack Obama. Bill Clinton saved the Democratic Party once. It was going too far left. He came in, the new Democrats took it to the center. He did it again tonight.
Political discourse, 2012. Are you touring at all?
No. This band is actually brand new. We started getting together a year ago. And in March, we actually finished our record and released it and started the whole campaign. That's when I started calling all of my ex-contacts and everything and really started pushing the band. So we're really brand new. We've only played 6 shows in town, and we're still working on, you know, making Black Jacket the best that it can be, because we're not going to go out there half-assed. You know, we're all too professional for that. And while we're ready to tour, we're still kind of, you know, we just want to get the word out. You know, I want to be able to go on tour and play in front of people. So we got to just keep plugging away.
So you said this is a new band. Do you guys have day jobs, or is rock and roll your job?
Yeah. Well, you know, as most bands will say, we do have day jobs.
Can you tell us what your day job is?
I work for an internet marketing firm. Our company builds websites. We do search engine optimization, shit like that. I used to be a phone salesman, so that's kind of how I started in this company. Now I'm a project manager. I hate sales, although I'm good with people. I'd much rather just manage projects. I have my own schedule. It's a great job. I couldn't ask for a better job, especially doing rock and roll. My drummer is a 3D animator and a film director, so we got all of our artwork comes from him. All of our designs, everything we do in the visual concepts come from him, which is awesome to have in the band. And then our guitar player and singer, they're contractors. So, you know, everyone's got their day jobs, but rock and roll is really what we want to do, obviously.
You do have this EP out. I did take a listen to it. I found it on Reverb Nation. Is there anywhere else that people can find this EP? And what is the name of the EP?
The EP is self-titled. It's just Black Jacket, self-titled EP. You can find it, to listen to it and stream. It's available just about anywhere you can think of. It's available on Reverb Nation / Black Jacket FL. It's available on Facebook through the Reverb Nation app / Black Jacket Band. You can go to SoundCloud and listen to it / Black Jacket Band. You can go to MySpace, if anyone uses that anymore, / Black Jacket FL. So it's pretty much anywhere you can think of where music will be that people go to.
Is that the only t-shirt you guys have, or do you have a bunch?
Yeah, that's the only t-shirt we have now. This is the Gene Simmons and me coming out, you know, fellow tribes person.
When someone buys that shirt, does it come with sleeves?
No, it does not. Yes, it does come with sleeves.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
Yes,
that's cool. So people can decide if they want to go sleeveless or not, right?
Yeah, that's my shtick, man, sleeveless thing.
I just wanted to know. Sometimes you never see them without the sleeves. I was wondering if, hey, we do it without the sleeves.
That's right.
That's cool.
So, hey, that whole drinking part of your show. So if I say fuck, shit, pussy ass, cunt, everyone's got a drink, right?
Exactly. I'll drink to that.
I like that.
Precious, every second you spend by my side. Yeah, right. Impressions, I don't care to amend mine, okay. Alright. Telling on nobody, no need to talk about it. Seems to me that all this dystopia. Losing self in conversation, sorry that's not entertaining. Maybe there is something we could do. And I go back, like a wave to the shore.
Now anymore, when I said that I wouldn't go, oh, I'm away.
Hey, this is Ronnie Rucker, and this is the movie review.
My name is Barnabas Collins. 2 centuries ago, I made Collinwood my home.
My love.
Until a jealous witch cursed me, condemning me to the shadows.
What have you done?
For all time.
What the hell is this?
He's coming. He's coming.
Hear me, future dweller. What is the year?
1972.
1972. My beloved Collinwood.
The Collins family.
Who the hell is this?
All right, you get the fucking picture. It's Johnny Depp looking all fucking like a fucking vampire. It's what he does, yeah? It's like what he's really good at and shit. Anyways, the movie, it's okay, but fucking if I was you, I'd save your fucking money because fucking... fucking, I didn't spend any money. You know what's so funny? Is I watch these goddamn movies fucking in like Chinese or German and shit like that. And fucking the trailer is always in English that I show you. Pretty soon I'm gonna just start showing you the fucking trailer in whatever language I watched it in. There was something very cool though about watching Johnny Depp speak Chinese. For those of you out there watching on Olelo here in Hawaii that are thinking to themselves, it's not Chinese, it's Mandarin or fucking Sichuan. Oh my god, I don't think they speak Sichuan. Mark, Google it. Do they speak Sichuan? Let me know. Anyways, save your fucking money. Watch it in goddamn Chinese. This is the point of the show where I fucking rant about something that I hate. But I'll tell you what. Right now, I'm not feeling any hate. Like, inside I feel really, really fucking good. So I guess that's the buzzkill. There's nothing to be buzzkilled about. Yeah? The president is black, and if you can't fucking get past that, go fuck yourself. Just go fuck yourself. Okay, we've got the music block and 15 more minutes to go. Let's fucking do it. Wait. It's time to talk about our cult status. I've been talking about it all year. We are gaining ground on other people like us. The last time I talked about it, I mentioned how you can now search for crack lighters for sale and we'll find our blog. And recently, that has changed. I mean, you still can, but nobody has. What has been happening lately is people have been searching Kelly Shibari and all of the other porn stars that we have. But now you can search, and I'm very proud about this, BBW porn stars, and you can find us. That's right. Google BBW porn stars, and you too can be part of this. You gotta get to like the fucking 30th fucking page though. Imagine some dude on the internet looking at fucking Google BBW porn stars and they're like, get to the fucking 30th page before they fucking blow a load. It's trippy. If you don't like me, or if you do and you wanted to send me shit, send it to Beneath Everything, P.O. Box 37981, Honolulu, Hawaii 96837. And for those of you listening to the podcast, that's Beneath Everything, P.O. Box 37981, Honolulu, Hawaii, 9, 6, 8, 3, 7.
Sundown, you better take care of that man. You've been creeping round my back stairs. Sundown, you better take care.
I don't know the fucking lyrics. Let's move on. This is the music block. We've got more of the fucking interview with. Oh, we're gonna go long. Fuck this. I need to take care of this now. If you're watching on Olelo, the show is going to cut off abruptly at some point here in the next 11 minutes. We've got a little bit more. So if you want to hear that, you're going to want to go to our blog, beneatheverything.com, listen to the podcast, and catch that little extra bonus time. That's the good stuff, the bonus time. You're going to want to go there, beneatheverything.com. If you're interested in the playlist and how to get tracks that we've played, that's where you're going to want to go. If you're interested in the complete interview with Black Jacket or Zelig from Black Jacket, that will also be available along with the playlist there on our blog, beneatheverything.com. Also, follow us on Twitter at Beneath Radio. And if you just fucking, if you see me walking down the street, don't throw things at me. Don't scream my name either. Because usually that's, like, off-putting for me because I'm a little strange like that. So when someone starts screaming Ronnie Rucker, I sort of don't look. When someone honks at me, I don't look. I totally hear it, but I don't look. So walk up to me and say, hey, hello, my name is insert name. Wow, nice to meet you. And I swear to God, I won't run. I won't run. Scream my name. I won't pay fucking attention. See what I just did? I won't pay attention. Okay. This is the music block. All of this is in fucking low motherfucking definition. This is Mundo, new duo. You're Beneath Everything. Their track, Sleepwalker. More of the interview. Olelo Watchers. I'll catch you next week every Friday at 12:30 a.m. See? That's my cue. 12:30 a.m. Play some music, Ronnie. Okay. Yes. Push a button. Yes, which button? This one? Okay. have a band on. And me and Mark will listen to the album that is available to that band, the most recent one, this being your self-titled EP. We both listen to the album in its entirety, and we both pick a song that we think is our favorite. And then we tell you what they are, and then you are going to tell us who's cooler by the song that we picked. Are you down with that?
I'm totally cool with that. I'll throw one of you under the bus. That's all good.
Okay. So I picked Your Touch specifically because I think there's a lyric in there that's like, I want to feel what it's like inside of you again. And I just thought that that was some rock and roll shit. And he picked Too Much Bitch. Who's cooler?
Cool. All right. So who's cooler, me or Mark, the intern? He picked Too Much Bitch. I picked Your Touch.
Wow. I don't know. Too much bitch is a fan favorite, but I'm pretty fond of Your Touch, so I'm gonna say Ronnie's cooler.
Ah,
yeah, I like that.
You get to put another check next to my name. He won the last interview we did. He won. It happens sometimes.
That's our party rock song.
Question is, are unicorns overrated?
Unicorns are so fucking overrated. So overrated. They're not cute. They probably smell like shit. And just because they're white doesn't mean they're clean.
Favorite alcoholic beverage?
Beer. And single malt scotch. I can't lie. I have two.
Back to the questions. Have you ever been so drunk you've fallen down?
Yes, but it's been a very long time.
What is your favorite curse word?
Oh, man. Fuck.
That's a classic.
Fuck, of course. Fuck. I like cunt, too. But the girls don't like that too much, but...
Is there anything else that you want to tell the world, with people here in Hawaii particularly, before I let you go?
Just give Black Jacket a listen. Leave it up to you to decide whether you like it or not. We're putting out quality rock and roll. We have a ton of heart. And we kick some fucking ass, you know. And we will be coming to a town near you, Hawaii, probably later rather than sooner. No offense. It's just really far away and expensive to get there. But, you know, keep supporting your local independent artists, because I'm from the old school, and, you know, while everyone has got that argument of music should be free, guess what? It's an expensive hobby or an expensive career to follow, and it's not easy to be in a band and do what we do and pour our hearts out. It costs money to make records that you all enjoy, so just whenever you can, support local music, support your bands that you love, whether or not it's financially. If you can spread the word, help spread the love. It takes 2 seconds to share a post. It takes 2 seconds to listen to a song and share it. Just keep it going. Keep the movement going.
For those out there that have been listening that weren't paying really fucking attention, where again can they find you online?
You can go to blackjacketband.com. Our website's under construction, but right now it forwards to our Facebook page, so that's the easiest way to find us. You can find us on Twitter, at Black Jacket Band. You can go to reverbnation.com/blackjacketfl, like Florida, and you can find all of our links to our merchandise. You can find our iTunes links. You can listen. You can go find us on SoundCloud, anywhere. Just, do a little searching, and you'll find us eventually. We'll be right back.
I totally fucking fell asleep on that one. You are beneath total fucking sweeting galore was going on. And I obviously fucking missed my cue. A little bit of fucking silence never hurt anybody. We are at the point where we are going long. The TV viewers have been long gone. So this is just a little bit of extra for those of you listening to the podcast, whichever way you do, on iTunes, on fucking Stitcher, Podomatic, Ripped Radio Network, on your BlackBerry phone. We're there. We're on all of those fucking phones. We're all over the goddamn world. You just Google us, Beneath Everything with Ronnie Rucker, and you will find us. Easiest way to do it, though, is beneatheverything.com. While you're there, donate some fucking money.
Today, free motherfuckers.
It's so fucking up. It's only like 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm plastered. And after I'm done doing this, I'm gonna have to upload this shit, make DVDs, and then I gotta go out and get drunk some more, and shake hands, and tell everybody I fucking love them. I do. Don't get me wrong. In a nice way. Oh, fuck. Okay. So, I guess this is the point where I can tell you, if you're interested in the full interview with Black Jacket, head over to our blog. It's there for you. If you are out there and you want to submit a track or anything to the show, it's easy. It's all there on the blog. It's easy. It's free. It's quite simple. Just put in the URL to where I can get that track, and I will get it on ASAP. Or listen to it. Me, if you fucking click yes, you'd like us to fucking feature on the blog, it may also get featured on the blog. All of that shit. Don't forget, next week we have Beekeeper on the show, band out of Vancouver. Very cool conversation with one of their members. Enjoyed it a lot, etc., etc. We've got one more track to go, and this is just for you podcast listeners. This is Trash Talk. You're Beneath Everything. Catch you on the other side of this. Thanks for tuning in. Really, I appreciate it a lot. Shit out later. That's it. If you got a track you want to submit, hit us up. If you got a request, because all of this music is picked by you, hit us up. Got a question, hit us up. We're every week, every Friday this comes up for y'all. So, yeah. I tell you what we played, but I want you to go to our blog so I can get that hit. Hit it, motherfuckers. Tweet that shit too. God damn it. I need a tweet. Shit. You've been beneath everything. I'll catch you guys later. Have a good weekend and a week. See you on the blog. Peace.
If you are out there spreading that stuff, congratulations. Happy Valentine's Day. You are a fucking idiot. Sarah, I got your other email. I got your address. The production notes and it's signed is on its way.
Look at me doing a dance. It's me, Ronnie Rucker, doing a dance with my mask on.
That's so sad. Okay, she should play some music.